I'm going to jump in to introduce Zainab Al-Khawaja, a human rights activist. Now, if you remember, a daughter of a prominent Bahraini activist by the name of Zainab Al-Khawaja. She's the 27-year-old mother of a baby girl who has gone on a hunger strike to protest the arrest of several family members, including her father, Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, and her husband. Zainab Al-Khawaja, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us first about the night in which your family members, including your father, were arrested, the circumstances behind that. And then after that, tell us about the letter that you addressed to President Barack Obama about your hunger strike.
Security forces attacked our home, and without an arrest warrant, and with no without knocking on the door, ringing the bell, they attacked my father and beat him unconscious, and took him away unconscious and bleeding. And because my husband and my brother-in-law were there, they were taken away as well. Until today, since they took them away, we still don't know where they are and don't know anything about them at all. I decided a few days after their arrest that I must do something. In Bahrain, we cannot ask about detainees in police stations. We don't get any answers. And lawyers are even being arrested for asking about detainees. So my only choice was going on hunger strike. I decided to announce my hunger strike in a letter to Obama, because I find that the U.S. administration is just as responsible for crimes here in Bahrain as the Bahraini government is, because they're the ones supporting the Bahraini regime.
And have you received a response in any shape or form from the U.S. administration on your letter?
I have not received a response from the U.S. administration or from the Bahraini regime at all.
Okay. In regards to the condition and any news about your father or any of your family members in detainment, you still do not have an idea of where they are, or, and have you pursued asking the whereabouts?
We cannot really ask about their whereabouts because it's not safe to do so. When they arrested my uncle a month ago, I went to ask about him in a police station, and I took a foreign journalist with me. We were kept at the police station for an hour and a half, where we were harassed and interrogated. And I don't think that if I wasn't with a foreign journalist, they probably would not have released me from the police station. So right now, if someone from the family were to go to a police station, we're not sure they would come out again. They would just be arrested like the rest of our family members.
And we understand that this previous Sunday you were hospitalized because of your health condition. Can you tell us how you're doing right now, and are you still on a hunger strike?
I am still on a hunger strike, and I will continue until the release of my four family members who are detained. My family took me to hospital. They wanted to give me IV, but I refused IV because I don't want to break my hunger strike.
And are you aware, sure, about the biggest hunger strike to have taken place around the world, in which this is what's called the world's biggest hunger strike? Several people are ready to have joined this initiative, in which they are applauding it to your effort.
Yes, I am aware of that, and I think especially in Bahrain, it just shows that how many Bahrainis are going through what I'm going through, because there are hundreds of detainees going through exactly the same as my family members, who have disappeared, who have been beaten up, and we don't know where they are. They're probably being tortured right now, and that's why many people feel helpless and can't do anything but go on hunger strike as well. As for the world, I'm very happy to see how people around the world realize what's happening in Bahrain and want to do something about it, unlike many governments in the world who still stand silently watching these crimes that are happening here against the Bahraini people.
And we understand that the only crime, as you have stated, for your father to have committed was that he documented human rights abuses in Bahrain. For how long has he been doing that?
My father has been a human rights activist for many, many years. We had been in exile before, but since 2001, when we came back to Bahrain, my father kept documenting human rights abuses and educating people about human rights. In the latest period, he's been very vocal about how people deserve to have a government chosen by the people of Bahrain, and that a king such as King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa is responsible for crimes and should go on trial. He shouldn't be ruling Bahrain. And I think that's his crime, because in a country like Bahrain, you can't speak of democracy and rights and freedom.
And you said that you cannot have a representation legally because they don't allow lawyers to actually represent opposition or people, in your case, such as your father, who is a human rights activist. I mean, how does that work? They don't allow lawyers, or how is the process?
The situation with lawyers in Bahrain is that some lawyers are too afraid to represent us. They have said that if we go and ask about your father, we will be the next targets in this situation. We'll be the next people who will be taken from our homes in the middle of the night. And I don't blame them, because that might well be true, as we saw with Atajar. And other lawyers have told us, well, we've asked about other detainees, and they give us no information whatsoever. So what's the point of asking about your father? So at the moment, the government is not giving information to lawyers, families, or otherwise.
Now, we understand this is a very tough period that you're going through, based on not only your hunger strike, but the reasons for it. Of course, the detainment of your father and the circumstances behind that. But this is a public forum in the shape of a television that you're on right now. What would you have to say to the U.S. government?
To the U.S. government, I say that it's not just words. Freedom and human rights and justice are not just words. You cannot claim to be behind change and freedom, and then in Bahrain support dictators with all you have and stay silent over all the human rights abuses. I mean, on the one hand, America tries to show the world that they the American administration at least, tried to show the world that they represent democracy. But on the other hand, they're giving the green light to the Bahraini dictatorship to do whatever they want to the Bahraini people. And that is very, very shameful.
And since there are relatives, your uncle, your father, your husband, what about other people in your family? Are you afraid that, or if something has happened in terms of any incidents involving the Bahraini forces and maybe questioning, are you afraid of that?
Well, even as I speak to you right now, we've been having threats about another family member, that he was going to get arrested, and we've had to leave the house for a few days fearing for the arrest of another family member. Right now, everyone in Bahrain seems to be under attack by the government. I don't know what kind of government wants to attack two-thirds of the population.
Well, that is a big question that everybody is asking, as people such as yourself are bringing this situation into light. When you hear about the other, and of course it depends on your health, but when you hear about all the other abuses that are taking place on a daily basis, is there anything that you are doing, to aside from your hunger strike, to bring the situation into light?
What I used to do before my hunger strike is I was trying to tweet everything, trying to put as much news as possible on the internet. I was going around to villages and seeing some of the injured who couldn't leave their homes. They were injured very badly. Some of them had lost their eyes. Some of them were on the verge of losing their eyes and didn't even have access to a hospital. And I was writing about those things to show how bad the situation is in Bahrain. Right now, after this hunger strike, at the beginning I tried to do as much as I can. However, I feel too weak to continue those kind of things. But I still get phone calls from some of the villages when young men are being attacked on the streets and they're injured and They're asking for help and they have nowhere to go. And it really breaks my heart that in Bahrain, you can't even access medical help, which is something insane. Like, even in countries with wars, in a lot of places, you can at least go to a hospital and get medical treatment, but not in Bahrain.
Okay, I want to thank Zainab Al-Khawaja. She couldn't stay with us. She's a human rights activist who's on that hunger strike, and she made for the first time with us statements about her condition and, of course, what entailed in terms of the rest of her family members.